Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Monday, not a victory Monday, but neither a dwelling in a loss Monday. That game happened a while ago. We got the weekend to get over it. Now we're turning the page and getting ready for Seattle. That's how we're rolling here on Packers Daily. Now, of course, there'll probably still be conversation about Thursday's game, I have no doubt, but good opportunity to refocus, get ready for these next four games, the stretch, end of the season, hopefully into the playoffs. That's what we're hoping for. Postseason glory for the green and gold. And I know what you're thinking. Man, that loss in Detroit really stings, really probably hurt the Packers' playoff chances. Thanks to Andy Herman for going to the trustworthy New York Times playoff calculator to let us know that the Packers' odds of getting to the playoffs after that game went from 99% to 88%. No, 98%. That's right. 98% chance still that the green and gold are in the playoffs. So take a breath. Everything's going to be all right. Packers hopefully took that mini bye this past weekend to get a little healthier. We know hopefully that we'll be eyeing up guys like Romeo Doubs, Jaire Alexander, maybe Edgerrin Cooper to get back out on the field, as well as Evan Williams, who is in the concussion protocol still, according to LaFleur earlier this afternoon. And probably the most, I would say, surprisingly positive news of this afternoon's press briefing with the head coach is that Javon Bullard is considered week to week. After watching him go down the way he did and then the reports of his leaving the locker room on crutches last Thursday night, easy to think the worst, right? But apparently, according to Matt, he is going to be week to week. I suspect that means he won't play Sunday night in Seattle, but certainly better than hearing that he's being shut down for the season or anything long term. Week to week after that, I'll take it. Absolutely good news for the green and gold. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Hope you're all doing well. Got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. That's right. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdraws, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. Where is Prize Picks available? It's available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. Big Monday Night Football matchup tonight. Here are my picks for the evening. I think this is going to be a bit of a shootout simply because I think the Bengals will take control of this game. And then, you know, Mike McCarthy will try to throw it around the yard. Where have we seen that before? So get your picks in for tonight. Send me your lineups, folks. Do it. You know you want to. It's easy as hell. There's a link in the description of this video. Do it, folks. Join Prize Picks. Use code CHTV. Do it. You got, what, four more weeks of the NFL season, then you got playoffs, and hell, you know they have tons of picks for all the other major sports in America. I'm just a football guy, so I stick to football. What's going on, folks? Get to your chats now. What's going on? We got Chuck Olson here. Pull the chain on the Lions game and on to Seattle. See, that's a healthy perspective. I like where your head's at. That's good. Joshua, you know what's up. Run the damn ball. Yeah, you look at that game on Thursday night, and it's very clear Matt felt compelled to come out of the gate trying to throw it around the yard, something that Andy and I, you know, we kind of joked about on Let's Talk Football last week. But man, he certainly seems to have fallen into that trap. And I understand certainly the way Detroit was playing on defense, crowding the box, trying to dare them to throw, so to speak. I understand trying to kind of counteract that, especially right out of the gate. But you saw what happened on that first play, getting down 7 yards and then trying to claw back. And you have two drives right out of the gate where you do absolutely nothing. And then I thought Matt adjusted well with the play call of the shallow crosser against pressure. That's a great call. Obviously, Watson with an explosive play prior to fumbling it. And then they were just kind of trying to claw back all night long. Got to run the ball. Got to run the ball. Josh Jacobs is your identity. At this point, you have to feature him. And I do think Matt did a good job getting back on track in that regard. You saw that third drive in particular, the fourth drive, first touchdown drive for the Packers was almost all exclusively running the football with Josh Jacobs. And it's not as simple, it never is, as just keep handing him the ball. I understand that. But man, it's tough. It's just a tough way to live when you try to, or when you end up kind of outthinking yourself, right? Matt said they were begging him to throw the ball. Well, they were. It's true. No question about it. They did not respect the Packers wide receivers at all. Carla Jean, I very much concur with this question. Where has Reed been? LaFleur somewhat kind of acknowledged the fact that he needs to do a better job of having more plays where Reed is the kind of number one on the call sheet, so to speak. There's no doubt that the lack of third down conversions from the Packers on Thursday night, which led to a bunch of truncated drives and a lack of opportunities for the offense in general, let alone getting the ball to Jaden Reed, really hurt his even kind of tangential involvement in the offense. When you're going, like, I think they converted one third down all night. Now, the Lions have the best third down defense in the league, but when you are not converting 90% of the clip on third down, you're not going to have opportunities. They ran 40-something plays compared to the Lions 70-plus, right? There's just so many snaps to go around, especially when you're talking about you got to run the ball, you got to run the ball. Well, they're running the ball, but that means they're not throwing it to Jaden Reed. And like I said, Matt did kind of acquiesce to the idea of I needed to have more calls on my sheet that feature Jaden Reed. And it's something we talk about on Watch Party quite a bit because I'm always yelling about it. You got to think Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. And I think Matt really got caught up. And it's not just Matt. It's probably the entire offensive staff because it is a collaborative process. And when we give them their flowers for doing great things, we have to remember, yeah, it's not one guy. It's the whole process. It's the whole team. I think they as a team probably got caught up in, well, the Lions are trying to do this and we've got to try and do that schematically, as opposed to, okay, let's think Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. That would have led them to, hey, you know what? Jaden Reed doesn't have a reception here. Like, what is going on? We got to do it. Now, there were certainly moments where they tried the OPI play where Watson got called, which was bullshit, but that gets called back. That play in particular was designed to try and get Reed out into the flat, kind of leaking out there. It just got gummed up in the works because of the pressure up front from the Lions, and that's going to happen. But that's one play. You know, the fact that there weren't at least 7 or 8 calls on Thursday night, specifically for Jaden Reed, that's just a bad way to live because he's your most explosive, most consistent wide receiver. I don't care how you get him the ball. Just get him the ball. No question. Oh, we got some super chats up in here. I don't want to miss them, guys. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags, looking forward to my Eeyore shirt someday. We got to get Reed more involved Sunday night. Random Packer Chuck Cecil's broken nose. Man, Chuck Cecil was the man. I loved watching Chuck Cecil back in the day. And yes, as I was just talking about, Mike, definitely 1,000,000,000%. Got to make sure Jaden Reed is on the call sheet. She said, Joey, what's up? Random Packer, Michael Jordan, out of context. Yes, Michael Jordan re-signed to the practice squad just a little bit ago. It was announced by the Packers. He was with the Packers a year or two ago on the practice squad. Long-term veteran offensive lineman. I believe he started in Cincinnati, was with the Patriots for a bit. Hey, offensive line depth, you're going to need it. Let's see. Drags Watt, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Thanks for the super chat. Gameplay, Seattle, run the ball to open pass game, not the other way around. If Jacob struggles, screen to him. Go, Pack, go. I think there's some wisdom in what you're saying here, buddy. I do think this is going to be a tough game, man. Seattle is playing well. They played a very good game against the Cardinals yesterday, and they can run the ball. And they're not afraid to push the ball down the field in the passing game. Certainly, the Packers got their work cut out for them to try and maybe curtail some of that. Yes, possess the football, run the ball, run the clock. Certainly, you can't play scared, but I do think that is a path to victory on Sunday night. In a house, by the way, the Packers have not had much luck out in Seattle. Let's hope we can change those fortunes Sunday night. Ed, what's going on, man? A dominating win over the Seahawks would do wonders for my confidence. Just say, Ed, I'm sure the Packers will do everything in their power to boost your confidence prior to the start of the playoffs. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat, man. We know who we are in the run game, but we need to use these remaining games to get our receivers going before the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that, but at the same time, I think it wasn't that what they were trying to do in Detroit sure looked like they were trying to, quote, get Watson going to intermittent effect. I mean, you saw the great play up the right sideline where he legit burns his dude by a step and a half. Love to see that. He was certainly involved a little bit more in the passing game than we've seen most of this season, right? But is it at the detriment to other guys? I don't know. I'm with you. I think more so than, quote, getting receivers going, just getting the passing game in rhythm. I don't care who the receivers are. I don't care if it's Bo Melton or Malik Heath. Just the timing, the precision of the passing game, that to me is paramount. That needs to happen. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Does Reed struggle to get separation against aggressive man defense? No, absolutely not. 1,000,000,000% no. I think certainly there are plays you can pull out of context and say, oh, look, he struggled there. But there's certainly other plays and plenty of them that you can show where he works open. Also, I think, you know, in that building that night against with that crew in attendance, they were certainly playing, quote, sticky man coverage to a fault with a lot of grabbing and pulling of shirts and things going uncalled. Some of that as well. So I wouldn't put too much stock in anything like that. Patrick, thanks for the super chat, man. How does, in the year of our Lord 2024, Madden still not have a workable franchise mode? Sorry, just got done playing and I have no one else to vent to. Patrick, it's funny you say that because I have I have legitimately just given up on franchise mode with Madden. I used to be really into it probably 10 years ago, but to your point, they've really gummed up the works there. All I ever do with Madden, I mean all, and it's weird too because you look at the menu and there's so many options, so many things you can do with the game. All I ever do is play online. That's all I do. I can't play against the computer. It's just boring to me. I just love playing other people live. Like, that is awesome. So I can't really help you on franchise mode. It is disappointing. And I know every offseason, they're like, and I know this past offseason, they were like, oh, we've retooled franchise mode. And this is the best it's ever been. And it's still nonsense. So, yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you, buddy. But I'm right there with you. Joey, thanks again, man. Packers wearing white helmets Sunday night. I don't know, but that was interesting, wasn't it? From the social team saying, if you know, last time we wore these, it was a movie. If you want them again, hit retweet. Are they telling us they're going to be wearing those white helmets? Going to be wearing the all whites on the road? I'm all for it, man. I'm about that life, as people like to say. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Imagine Cowboys fire Big Mike and then the Bears hire him. Would be amazing. LOL, chef's kiss. I mean, I would die laughing, but I don't think that's going to happen. But that would be great. That would be so great. I would legit, like, cry from laughing. Simatovich, what's up? Is the coverage they're playing on 11 an issue? No. No, guys. No, absolutely not. More so than anything, it's opportunities. And Reed's not getting them at the moment. And it's not because he's being covered differently. It's not because he's regressed. It's nothing to do with anything other than not being given as many opportunities as he has been in other games. That's it. Give him the opportunities, he'll make plays. And I know he had that first opportunity in that game in Detroit, and he has a drop, right? Now, I'll say it's offline, that throw, probably pretty poor. I think Jordan would tell you, you probably want that throw back because it's pretty clear Reed gets to the sticks and has to drive back to get to the ball unexpectedly, and he drops it. But to not have another target after that drop is insane, asinine, ridiculous. And it's got nothing to do with coverage. It's got nothing to do with his struggle. It's everything to do with opportunity. He's got to have more of them. Bill, thank you, sir. Hi, Nags. Thanks for this forum. Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for checking it out. I really appreciate you. Well, what's Jair's status? We won't get anything official until Wednesday. You know, Matt doesn't have to give any information before the injury report comes out, and the first one will come out Wednesday afternoon. They'll be back on the practice field, and the media will be in attendance on Wednesday afternoon. So I'd suspect we'd get more information starting then. Unfortunately, you know, today all we got was the biggest news was that Bullard is week to week, which is good. Nothing new on Jair. I will say the one concerning thing, the part where I'm somewhat holding my breath, is last week he was a limited participant, or listed as a limited participant, those first two practice sessions, one of which was a walkthrough. And then the final one, he was listed as did not participate. Now, you know, maybe that could happen for any number of reasons, but one of those reasons could potentially be a setback. So it is something to track. It is something to look for on Wednesday when they're back out on the practice field. If he's out there, obviously that bodes well, heading in the right direction. But still doesn't mean he's going to be ready on Sunday night. Jair's status, very frustrating. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Simatovich, what's up, man? Okay, positive Nags news. Is Chelsea back? I mean, you tell me, sir. They're, second on the table? Looking pretty good to me. Two wins in, 4 days? Love my boys in blue. I love Cole Palmer. Cole Palmer, man. What a gift. What a gift Cole Palmer is. And I will say, man, young team, a lot of crap talked about them this offseason for good reason. I get it. Kind of a bit of a laughing stock. Oh, they're spending all this money for mediocre results, blah, blah, blah. And they fired their manager and everyone's like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. Kind of looks like they know what they're doing now. Young teams growing up right before our eyes. I'm here for it. Andrew, what's going on, man? Can Matt LaFleur trust the run process? I do. I think he does. I think he has. I think he's been very good in that regard for much of the season. I think he just fell into a trap on Thursday night of his own making. But overall, I think he's done a very good job this year of doing exactly that. Mike, thanks again, man. The way the game turned out Thursday night, it will go unnoticed, but Wicks had by far his best game of the year. Very important going forward. I very much agree. What's interesting to notice when you're talking about Dontavian Wicks coming to life and having a really good game, certainly the most productive that we've seen in 2024, against a team that, yes, loves to run mostly man coverage. Well, you know who by every metric, and you'll turn on the tape, is the best man beater of the bunch? Dontavian Wicks. His release off the line of scrimmage is really tough to defend, and I think that showed out against Detroit on Thursday night. More teams try to play you man, which maybe they start to get tempted to after Detroit kind of, put the screws to the Packers early in that game. Wicks is your antidote, no question about it. Johnny Rivers, how you doing, man? I'm starting to think Minnesota ain't going to fall apart. Yeah, they're playing pretty well. Although I will say they should have lost that Cardinals game. If Gannon had any kind of balls at all, they would have lost that game. So beating up on the Falcons, it doesn't impress me. We'll see. A lot of ball game left. Manuel, what's going on, man? Do our players fit Jeff's scheme? I think the majority of them do. I think, you've heard Brian talk about it many times. One of the reasons or ways they like to bring guys into their program is because of their versatility, their ability to do a lot of different things and fit a lot of different types of schemes. But I do think, they're in year one of a new scheme and they will slowly phase some guys out. They've certainly started through the draft and obviously with the McKinney signing to try and retool the roster a little bit in favor of what Halfley likes to do. But it's a process. It's always going to take a while. But I do think you're going to continue to see changeover on the defensive side of the ball, particularly up front along the defensive line. That would be my guess. Legends, thanks for the super chat. Wicks could be a monster if he fixes his drop issue. Didn't have any drops on Thursday night. I mean, we remember, we talk about it all the time. I mean, Davante Adams is the poster boy for having a terrible second season, especially when it comes to drops and then going on and having a phenomenal career, right? But it's not just Devontae. There are tons of guys in the pantheon of the modern Packers era who really struggled early in their career, whether it's Jordy Nelson, James Jones, the list is long, and they all went on to have really good careers. Now, not every guy does. There are certainly guys who struggle earlier on, just never figure it out. But I'm rooting for Dontavian 1,000,000,000% to become another success story in Green Bay. The only way that happens is for him to continue to play and continue to get opportunities. That's what's got to happen, and it sure looks like that's what's happening. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat, man. Do you think Love is capable of the back shoulder stuff to the sideline at a high level? Back shoulder stuff. I mean, I think the more he plays with guys and they emphasize that kind of thing, sure, but I don't think that that's a major part of their offensive attack at the moment. I mean, I know we got to love Rodgers and Nelson and a couple other guys and their ability to do that, but this is a different quarterback, a different scheme. They're attacking in different ways. So can he do it? Yeah, if they emphasize it and he practices it with and he gets really good chemistry with one of these guys, sure. But I don't know that they're asking him to do a ton of that. You know what I mean? She said, Joey, what's up, man? I think this defense needs some Kamal Martin. Oh, man. Kamal Martin, that summer, that rookie summer, before he got hurt, Kamal Martin was the man. Okay, I'm glad someone put this on. I am surprised that this came from YouTube. I fully expected it to come from Facebook. But George Bell, Nags, did you see ref crew from the Lions game suspended? No, I did not see that, other than one mini viral post on Facebook where truth goes to die. I haven't seen that from any reputable news source. I certainly haven't seen it from the NFL at all in and of itself, which you would think if a crew was suspended, they would announce it. So, yeah, try not to believe everything you read on the internet. That's my message to you. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.